It is Friday morning, and you know what happens on Friday. Here they come.
And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman.
Blowing and a-going, baby. Which one are you?
Neither. He's blowing up the bathroom.
He's going to get something to eat. I mean, that's pretty much about like what it is. All right, where are we headed in this conversation, Mr. Giddo?
I don't know. I didn't prepare.
You're never prepared.
He won
except with a fork and a knife.
Three times in a row, romper room.
You're still 8 behind.
And I didn't study beforehand.
And you're still 8 behind. Listen, you prepare if it involves a fork and a spoon.
Well, that you gotta prepare be prepared.
For. Right. All right, where are we going?
I think I'm going to go to the professional leagues of whatever I do and then decide after a few years, never mind, I don't want to do that. I want to go become an amateur again.
Well, soccer does that all the time anyway.
No, soccer doesn't do it, but apparently the Alabama Crimson Tide do it now.
Soccer changes teams in the middle of a season.
They're all still professionals, though.
Yeah, but how can
professional
you...
team to professional team.
Bauman.
Like a trade in the NBA.
Hold on. Bauman, if you was a three-point specialist in the NBA,
yeah,
could you play for the Atlanta Hawks, go and play 3 games with the Boston Celtics and come back to the Atlanta Hawks?
Because
that's what they do in soccer.
That's not how it works.
Yes, it is.
Not how it works.
They're going to get regulated.
Regulated.
Yeah.
Call the coroner.
Don't get me started. Where are we going?
They call the coroner on the NCAA.
Yeah.
Because they have absolutely no rules or relegations. Or
regulations,
anything that they try to uphold anymore, because they decided that this week that they couldn't really stop Charles Abediako from coming back to play basketball for Alabama. When's the last time Abediako suited up for Alabama?
2021-2022.
All right, I got to ask.
And then what did he do after that?
He went to the draft.
All right, I got to ask this first. So he's coming back. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Does he play tomorrow at Coleman against Tennessee?
I don't think they'd be smart to, because they have a restraining order that's in effect till next Tuesday. And if
play him, baby. Play him and win and then have to forfeit. I'd love that.
That'd be stupid.
Well, I mean.
Or you don't play him and you just lose.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. They stand a good chance of losing with or without him. Tennessee's not bad.
But it's at Coleman. So.
I know, but Tennessee's back's against the wall. They've already lost, what, 3 conference games? They need to start picking it up. I know they won, middle of the week this week. Who was it they beat? They beat somebody on Tuesday night.
South Carolina?
No,
it was played Oklahoma.
Mississippi State, maybe?
No,
they played Texas A&M.
But the way they lost to Kentucky, But anyway, all right. So we're on Bediaka, not on Tennessee, but we'll talk SEC.
So why can't Auburn needs to reach out to?
Don't say it.
There's a ton of names. Denver Jones.
I tell you
Chaney
what.
Chaney Johnson.
No, how
we go further back? JT Thor.
How about Sharif Cooper?
Sharif Cooper.
Chumo Kiki.
Did Bryce Brown ever play in the NBA?
No.
JT Thor did.
Jared Harper?
Jared Harper played for the Suns.
Bediaka did too, didn't he?
He did not appear in an NBA game.
He had a
game.
Two-way contract, but he didn't actually play in a game.
Here's my thing is James Nagy, who's plays for Baylor, was actually drafted. I don't care he didn't play. He was drafted in the first round. And then you have people coming from overseas playing professional basketball against 30-year-olds. You have former NBA players playing in that league, and then you have the 18-year-old, 19-year-olds. Like Auburn's Jovich.
Yeah. Jovich was, he's 19, but he played in the Bosnian League.
North Carolina has a guy like that. There's tons around the country. I don't get the difference between that and the NBA. They're both professional leagues.
Can I tell you this? There are high school teams in this state to do that.
I mean, the biggest problem is not, I don't have a big problem with Alabama. Alabama's just trying to exploit a rule that
Alabama's of the other trying to is. Strengthen their roster, yeah. And if they can get away with it and bend the rules, more power to
it's
them.
It's the NCAA that's the problem.
Yes, because what it's going to do is like what Giddens is going to open up a can of worms for everybody else. Yep. I mean, and you're going to it's just ridiculous.
In college football right now, you got Trinidad Chambliss trying to sue, saying that he wasn't able to play 1 year because of tonsillitis. You've got, for Auburn, you've got Dallas Walker trying to sue because he said that he didn't play 1 year because he was taking care of his kid. I mean, it's just at some point they have to get firm on eligibility.
Yep.
They have to say, they're not getting firm. They're expanding it even more. Red shirts are going up from 4 games played. You can play 9 games in a season and still keep your red shirt.
Stupid.
Or think about this, too.
That's just 5 years of eligibility at this point.
And I know I'm saying 25 years ago, but that don't seem like very long. But 25, 26 years ago, think about Gerald Wallace, okay? His mother wanted him to go to college. He had no interest in – I know this for a fact. I was in the room. He had no business – he had no want to go to Alabama or Auburn. He wanted to go to North Carolina State, okay? But his mother wanted to see him play in a collegiate uniform. So one of the closest and easiest places for him to go was Tuscaloosa because his AAU coach, they played their AAU games at Coleman Coliseum. It was all a package deal, okay? But I said that to say this. He told him, I'm only going to stay 1 year. If he would have left high school and went straight to the draft, he was guaranteed they were talking top 7 pick. He plays 1 year of college, and all of a sudden he's the 27th pick in the first round by the Sacramento Kings. And by the way, your Sacramento Kings, Dylan Cardwell's doing pretty good with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of remarkable of all the guys on Auburn's roster last year. Dylan was good. I wouldn't have expected him to have the best start to his professional career of any of them on the roster.
But I will tell you this. You look at all the big men that have come through Auburn, Alabama, and everything. Dylan Cardwell can move his feet. I watched him guard a point guard and stay in front of him. I mean, Janai Broome couldn't do that.
I go as far to say the current Auburn team with Dylan Cardwell on it is contending for the SEC regular season. Just Dylan Cardwell on this team to have a big inside presence defensively.
Maybe.
You may not have a point guard, but they didn't have a point guard last year.
Maybe rebounding and block shots and defense, I would say yes. But Dylan Cardwell can't hit anything outside 2 feet from the ball.
Or make a free throw.
I'm not worried about that. I mean, there's other guys on the roster that can do that.
Right, and he would make your team better. But anyway, we're getting off subject here. But Bediaka, okay? Listen, if Alabama can make it work and the courts say yes, let him play. But I'm telling you, and I'm not saying this because Alabama, I'd say the same thing if it was Auburn. You're opening up a can of worms that you do not want to let loose.
My thing is they've already opened it up with Najee. If you're going to let Najee play, you have to let Bediako play. Najee was actually drafted in the first round. I don't care if he didn't sign a two-way contract or whatever. He was drafted.
But let me ask you this. What's the difference in somebody being drafted and somebody putting their name in the draft and they don't get a good review and they come back and play college ball? There's no different. I mean, because Bediako never signed an NBA contract.
A two-way is technically an NBA contract.
Okay, but then, you know, I'm just saying, what's the difference in like what Sharif Cooper did? He puts his name in, or not Sharif Cooper, what was the point guard we had that?
Gary Harper?
Yes. He puts his name in the draft. Was the same thing that Pettifer did this last year.
Yeah.
Pettifer put his name in the draft, and you got a certain date that you can pull out and go back to college, and that's what he did. To me, that's no different than what Bediaka's doing. Sorry. I'm not an Alabama fan. I'm just for what's right. I'm just saying that if he is allowed to come back and play at the University of Alabama this season, number one, if he's going to do it, he should be made to sit out a year. Sorry. Okay. But if he's going to come back and play this year, you're opening up a can of worms that you don't want any part of. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
And if they rule him ineligible, they have to rule Najee ineligible.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
Totally agree.
You're expecting the NCAA to rule on anybody being ineligible at this point. They just... At this, I, they, I don't know what they're doing. Well, they're just in Indianapolis. They're just kind of sitting there.
Think about this.
Watching it all unfold.
You were not alive with the Eric Ramsey deal, was you?
Who? Who's that?
Eric Ramsey?
Yeah. Seriously.
Should you educate Alex?
You really know about that?
No.
Eric Ramsey, defensive back at Auburn back in the, what, late 80s?
Late 80s, into the 90s.
Okay, into this 90s season.
What put Auburn on probation?
He took a tape recorder in and taped his assistant coaches telling him they were giving him money and giving him food and stuff. And then he went and turned it into 60 Minutes and had this big ordeal about it. That's basically one of the main reasons that Pat Dye resigned, okay? But what my point being that is, here's the NCAA. 1989 is when this happened. Auburn went on probation in 1993. We went undefeated. Couldn't play in a bowl game. Couldn't go to a so-called national championship. We went undefeated. We beat everybody we played. Okay? But what my point with that is it took the NCAA 3.5 years to rule on that.
And by that point, the players that were on that roster weren't there. The coaches weren't there. Thank you.
The players.
You're punishing other people.
Punishing players that had nothing to do. Didn't even know Eric Ramsey. Okay? That's my point in this. You start opening up this can of worms in 3-4 years down the road, you're going to have lawsuits out the wazoo.
Especially if you start vacating wins from Baylor or Alabama if those guys play after ruling that they could play.